Every day, thousands of Comcast engineers and technologists create connectivity solutions that change the way we work, live, and play. Like Kunle, a Comcast engineer who is focused on revolutionizing the in-home Wi-Fi experience today and for the next generation. Kunle builds powerful Xfinity Wi-Fi devices that deliver a fast, reliable connection with capacity to connect hundreds of high-bandwidth devices at once and next-level latency for the applications of the future, like augmented and virtual reality and cloud gaming. Learn more at comcastcorporation.com/Wi-Fi.
This episode is brought to you by Freshworks, AI-powered service software that makes work easier and processes less complex. Are you working harder than your software? Uncomplicate your business with Freshservice for IT and Freshdesk for customer support. Stop wrestling with clunky tools and start focusing on what matters, delivering exceptional employee and customer experiences that drive ROI in weeks versus years, all with no hidden fees. Start working smarter, not harder, with Freshworks uncomplicated service software. Learn more at freshworks.com.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Indeed, today is Liberation Day, where US President Donald Trump has vowed to impose tariffs on all countries across the world. So what can we expect? I am joined by Greg Swenson, now chair of the Republicans Overseas UK and Ireland and commentator on markets, economics and politics. Good morning to you, Greg. As someone who is based yourself in the UK, what do you make of this anti-trade move by the Trump administration?
Well, I think in the long run, it's great news. And I don't think it's anti-trade. I think it's fair trade. And I think, you know, we're all very much advocates of free and fair trade. But for the, you know, for a few generations now, it's been, I guess, free for some trading partners, but surely not fair with the tariffs and other barriers to free trade that we have with our trading partners. So I think, you know, this will be liberating in many ways, in the sense that it'll bring tariffs into some sort of reciprocal level, which is much more fair, and then hopefully free trade will continue.
So you believe the tariffs imposed by President Trump, that they will be reciprocal tariffs rather than an opening gambit or him firing shots?
Yeah, I mean, look, some of the levels will, you could argue are punitive if they're higher. But right now, the tariffs imposed on American products are punitive, right? So is there a little tit for tat? Maybe. But I do think there's a lot of room for negotiating. And that's what, you know, is sort of unsettling for the markets, is that there's less certainty on the actual levels that the markets would like. But of course, in the long run, what's important is that the barriers to trade are reciprocal. And ultimately, if, you know, there's 10% tariffs on our stuff and 10% tariffs on your stuff, well, great. Why don't we just make it zero? That's the end game here, is to have less barriers to trade. But
okay.
Make sure that,
and if
fair.
That is the end game, then why is President Trump imposing things or threatening things like 20% and 25% tariffs? Because we don't have anything like that. It could be argued that there were things like 10% on U.S. imports of things like cars, but nothing like what he's talking about doing.
Yeah, I think there's a few reasons. One of which is just to get the ball rolling on and negotiate and make.
So you think this is a hard line negotiation?
I to a certain degree, yes. And look, there are some protectionist angles to this. With certain industries in the U.S., auto manufacturing is the first that comes to mind, where there are critical industries in America that need to be looked after, and this isn't as much about trade with Europe, but more about trade with China, where there's a $330 billion trade surplus. And basically, industries in America have been, I wouldn't say ruined, but close to ruined by the import of Chinese cheap and slave labor. And I think that's something that is really controversial in America right now. Some of the industries in Europe, you can probably point to a few areas where,
like pharmaceuticals here in Ireland.
This episode is brought to you by Freshworks, AI-powered service software that makes work easier and processes less complex. Are you working harder than your software? Uncomplicate your business with Freshservice for IT and Freshdesk for customer support. Stop wrestling with clunky tools and start focusing on what matters, delivering exceptional employee and customer experiences that drive ROI in weeks versus years, all with no hidden fees. Start working smarter, not harder, with Freshworks uncomplicated service software. Learn more at Freshworks.com.
Every day, thousands of Comcast engineers and technologists create connectivity solutions that change the way we work, live, and play. Like Kunle, a Comcast engineer who is focused on revolutionizing the in-home Wi-Fi experience today and for the next generation. Kunle builds powerful Xfinity Wi-Fi devices that deliver a fast, reliable connection with capacity to connect hundreds of high-bandwidth devices at once and next-level latency for the applications of the future, like augmented and virtual reality and cloud gaming. Learn more at comcastcorporation.com/Wi-Fi.
Yeah, I mean, look, there's a lot of risk for Ireland because of tech and pharma or tech and pharmaceuticals. I don't think that should be something that that should worry American consumers unless there's some supply chain issues or something like we have with China. But again, I would point to China and the dependency on pharmaceutical inputs from China as opposed to, you know, end products or final products that come from Ireland. I don't think I...
Our biggest export of pharmaceuticals, though, isn't end products. We're not selling you aspirin. We are selling you APIs. We're actually selling you pharmaceutical ingredients. That's our biggest thing. Yeah. So it will be a supply chain issue for the US. And many people do believe that President Trump's tariffs are going to hit US consumers' pockets before they hit much else. And that what we're going to see... And in fact, I think probably places like Ireland and places like the EU are banking on this. We're going to see inflation rise, consumer inflation within the US. Yeah. How will that play for President Trump if that's what happens?
Yeah. First of all, I don't think it will be meaningful because we saw this in the first term where and it's important to keep this in mind. Yes. If tariffs or, you know, which are basically taxes, are passed through to the consumer, yes, you'll see higher prices. But a couple of things. One is it in many respects will be a one-time price adjustment, right? It's not inflationary by nature because it's only one time. You change the tariff from, you know, from 5% to 10%. Some of that 5% spread gets passed through the consumer, but it's only once. And in fact, in the long run, you might see lower tariffs and lower prices. But in the meantime, you could see that. But compare it to the tax reform and the deregulation movement that's going on in America right now, and it's a rounding error. So just like in the first term, some price adjustment from tariffs might be passed through. But compare it to deregulation and tax reform, which is overwhelming and lowered prices.
Okay.
You saw virtually
Greg,
no
with
inflation.
Respect, as a commentator on economics, you sound to me almost like you've been captured, your ideology has been captured, like you don't even believe what you're saying. You're saying that it is very possible that consumer inflation will rise in the US. You've already said there's uncertainty in the markets. We know the stock market is tanking in the US. We've seen all of that. Okay. And you're still defending this as good economic policy. Tell me why.
Oh, yeah. I mean, for a few reasons. And one is, I don't like to make calls and predict. So I'm cautious about that. That's why I'm admitting there could be inflation from tariffs because I don't have a crystal ball. But generally speaking, what we saw in the first term was increased wage growth, which is the most important thing. And I say wage growth, but in real terms, you know, inflation adjusted. So you had, you know, 8 years of anemic wage growth under Obama Biden. And then, of course, in the Biden years, you actually had wage reductions, inflation adjusted. So you had 3% wage depression under Biden. So, you know, I can point to historical metrics. So, yes, I'm a big believer in lower taxes and deregulation.
All right.
Would you have called me a pro-tariff person 5 years ago? Of course not, because we never really had that language in our dialogue. All right. But what we realize now is there are some unfairness. There's a lot of unfairness in the tariff world. It's not reciprocal right now. Okay. And also, yeah, so I'm optimistic.
All right,
about
what we realize now. Okay, look, thank you for joining us. Thank you for joining us with all of that. I do appreciate it. That is
great
Greg Swenson there, the chair of the Republicans Overseas UK and Ireland and commentator on markets, economics and politics.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
Every day, thousands of Comcast engineers and technologists create connectivity solutions that change the way we work, live, and play. Like Kunle, a Comcast engineer who is focused on revolutionizing the in-home Wi-Fi experience today and for the next generation. Kunle builds powerful Xfinity Wi-Fi devices that deliver a fast, reliable connection with capacity to connect hundreds of high-bandwidth devices at once, and next-level latency for the applications of the future, like augmented and virtual reality and cloud gaming. Learn more at comcastcorporation.com/Wi-Fi.